Chapter 23. Dawn. The reason for illumination. When all that remains is ash and dust. Shapes raged in the flames, shadows and suggestions doing battle with the demons, their fiery forms indistinct and ever-changing. The fireborn avatars of fallen 10,000, knee-deep in psychic fire and thrusting with lances of flame. The silhouettes of space marines, the betrayed dead of Istvan bearing axes and blades and claws. Half-seen sigils of slaughtered legions, obscured by the ash of their blackened armor. A giant among giants, its great hands bared and ready as it seared forwards at the crest of the tidal fire. The tenth son of a dying empire, so briefly reborn in his father's immolating wrath. Demons burned in their thousands, their etheric flesh seared from their false bones. White flame haloed from the sword in corrosive purifying radiance. It coruscated in thrashing waves from each fall of the Emperor's blade. To look at him was to go blind. To stand before him was to die. And with a roar, the custodians followed their lord and master. They reaved the Neverborn, banishing them with each thrusting spear and bellowing bolt gun. Their blades carved through demonic flesh, sending acidic blood raining in corrosive sprays. It wasn't mist that occluded sight now. It was ash from the incinerated dead. Spears flashed silver in the dust-thickened air. The last charge of the 10,000. Behind the golden warriors came their arming thralls, bearing fresh ammunition and armor sealant. Warriors in their own right, but sheltered from harm by their master's spinning blades. It didn't matter that all these years of secret war had depleted the Legio Custodes to a ghost of itself. It didn't matter that they had fought and bled and died for the last half decade in this sunless, merciless realm, populated only by the dead and the damned. Their king had come, the sun had risen, and they charged with a cry that far eclipsed the wails of the demons dying on their blades. The beasts that survived the Emperor's onslaught staggered and lurched towards the custodians, raising brittle blades in dissolving hands, uselessly staring through bleeding, blinded eyes. Something dead, a creature hunched and bloated, still bearing within its flesh the plague that had slain it, lunged at Ra. His spear thrust burst its eye and cracked through the malformed skull. Hissing and bubbling blood sluiced across Ra's gauntlets, steaming as it burned away in the Emperor's aura. He loosed his last explosive bolts, sensing the weapon was empty before the warning sigil flashed on his visor. "Reload!" Ra cried, as he hurled the weapon back towards the armory thralls, already drawing his meridian swords in its place. The curved blades ripped through diseased flesh, spilling rotten organs to the misty ground. The sword's energy fields spat kinetic aggravation at every impact. A rune chimed on his retinal display, flickering white. He sheathed the twin sabers in a smooth turn and caught his guardian's spear as the ammunition thrall threw it back to him. The moment he had a fist around its haft, he was killing again. This was the way of his kind. For Ra, time ceased to exist. There was nothing but the beat of his heart and the lactic burn of his muscles. All he saw were the blades and claws flashing towards his face. The ash of dying, dissipating Neverborn coated his armor. "Reload!" Solon called from behind him. Ra heard the snap crack of Solon's meridian swords activating, and the rumbled murmur of compliance as the armory thrall gathered the guardian spear left thrust into the ground. Ra parried a cut from a heavy brass blade, returning a blast from his digital lasers that blew the creature's face out of the back of its sloped head. Demonic slop from the burst skull rained across the Emperor's back, turning to ash before it touched the monarch's armor. Torrents of chemical fire marked Jean Madao's position to Ra's left. Ra could hear the draconic roar of incendium pikes, burning the still thrashing creatures that had fallen beneath the blades of the custodian's first rank. The 10,000 and their golden king were shin-deep in ash, the smoky spectres of demonic entities flailing as they were swallowed by the Emperor's fire. The demons that managed to reach the Emperor suffered worst of all. The strongest, most savage of their kind, they swung weapons at a man who was no longer there, cleaving through the golden mist that swirled in his place. With thundercracks of psychic force, the golden warlord would appear at the beast's backs, his flaming sword already buried in their spines. Fire erupted behind their eyes, boiling and bursting them from within. Their sizzling gore soaked Ra and the custodians closest to their sire. Exultation quickened Ra's blood, the cure to the weariness that had slowed him. He was tired beyond belief, yet that had never mattered so little. Each beat of his still-living heart was vengeance, vindication. "We're winning!" He could feel it in the renewed curses and oaths across the vox as the 10,000 advanced. They weren't just holding their ground. Whatever genius the Emperor had worked in order to stand with them in this final hour had worked. Nothing could stand before them. The Emperor turned to Ra, hurling his sword as a spear. It lanced over the custodian's shoulder, driving to the hilt in the skull of a creature Ra barely even saw before it was reduced to burning sludge. In a flare of sun-enriched mist, the blade was back in the Emperor's hand, spinning, falling, killing. And still the Emperor advanced. A reptilian canine leapt at him, only to rip through the air where he had been standing. It gurgled molten blood as the Emperor's sword manifested within its throat. The warlord clutched it in place a second longer before ripping it free and moving on. Still the enemy came. A tide, a flood. Ra stole glances back to the Wraithbone Gateway, so incongruous against the Mechanicum's machinery, watching robed unifiers passing into the blue mist, escorted by packs of the last surviving Silent Sisters. Soon enough, only the 10,000 remained at their master's side.
"Be ready, Ra."
"My liege." The custodian launched himself over the slumping form of the vulturish creature that had fallen to his final six bolts, hurling his spear back behind the front line and drawing his meridian swords while still in the air. He landed by the Emperor, back to back with his master. Their blades wove a lattice of silver light, eviscerating everything that approached their edged web.
"Be ready."
"For what, sire?" Ra's retinal display flashed its white sigil. He caught the returned weapon, spinning it with the force and speed of a rotor blade. The tunnel around them cracked and sparked with the strain of overworked generators.
"There, Ra. It draws near."
The Emperor moved on, cutting, carving. He led his guardians into the very hordes of a mythological hell, and like the paladins of yore, they followed their king. Rare emotion spiced the Emperor's silent words.
"I sense such purity of being, such pure, unadulterated malice."
Ra weaved back from a swinging axe blade, returning a spear thrust that punched through the creature's scaled throat. He dared a glance left to Diocletian, seeing his kinsman hauling his own spear from the innards of a pot-bellied horned grotesque, impaling a prize of rotted entrails. Flies droned around the decayed tangle, swarming at the loss of their hive. Even immortals could tire. Ra's breath soared between his closed teeth. Inside his helmet, sweat drew lines of wet fire down his face. His retinal display kept auto-dimming to compensate for the fire and light bursting into being with each fall of the Emperor's blade.
"I see only the hordes, sire."
He didn't like the rapt fascination in his lord's tone.
"Reveal thyself."
The Emperor raised his blade, bringing it down in a crescent of fire. A tide of flame bellowed forth in an incinerating arc, bathing the ranks of the Neverborn before him. Mortis ash blasted back in the windless air, coating the closest custodians in the dust of dead demons. A shadow, a shape in the ash. A man. Just a man. Long of hair, dark of skin, tribally bearded, wearing jewelry of shaped bone and bearing a spear of napped flint, vine-lashed to fire-hardened wood. A man wearing wounds almost as grievous as those he had inflicted upon so many others. Hundreds of spear slashes and sword cuts marked his flesh. The freshest and bloodiest showed on his chest, the legacy of Jaya's last blow. One man, leading the ranks of howling madness behind him.
The echo of the first murder.
The Emperor's words broke into Ra's skull with crushing gentleness.
The anathema!
Was its sick, slick reply. Predators always revealed themselves in the seconds before they struck. Wolves howled as they chased. Sharks cut the ocean's surface with their fins as they hunted. Here, the ashen silhouette moved through the Neverborn's ranks, lesser creatures parting before its too human tread. Whatever the creature's true form, it wasn't this muscled Stone Epoch warchief. It merely aped the form of the first humans. For the first terrifying time, Ra saw doubt flicker within his master's eyes. The sight flooded him with the unfamiliar taint of dread.
Sire,
Ra whispered,
we should...
But the Emperor was gone. Monarch and demon ran at one another, sliding in and out of existence, outpacing their lessers on both sides of the battle. And the two entities, one the salvation of a species and the other its damnation, met blade to blade. Blood burst into the ashy mist. The Emperor arced, the warlord's body taut with the utter unfamiliarity of agony. Five talons, each one the length and width of a spear, dripped red as they stood proud of the Emperor's back. Ra had heard tell that every man, woman, and child saw a different face, a different skin tone, a different temperament when they looked upon the Emperor. The 10,000 had no experience of such an effect. They considered it doggerel from the strains of unready minds when confronted by a true immortal. To Ra's eyes, the Emperor was a man like any other. The custodians saw only their master. In that moment, as the claws ran red with his king's blood, Ra saw what the rest of the species saw. The boy who would be king. An old man, cloaked and hooded, life running from his cracked lips. A knight in his prime, maned with dark hair, crowned with a wreath of laurels. A barbarian warlord, barbarous and strong, grinning through teeth turned red with his leaking blood. Images, identities, men who once were, men he might once have been, men who had never drawn breath. The Emperor's boots left the misty ground. He barely even struggled as he was lifted, impaled by the five spearing talons. His sword fell from his gloved hands to disappear in the shrouding fog.
To the Emperor!
Ra screamed the order loud enough that his retinal display blurred for a half second.
To the Emperor's side!
He ran, killing faster than he'd ever killed, energized by an adrenal cocktail of loyalty, hatred, and the alien touch of something nameless that tasted foul on the tongue. Not fear. No, never fear. Surely never that.
I am the end of empires.
The thought wasn't Ra's own. It belonged to the silhouette in the ashes, the Emperor's killer, speaking by twisting the thoughts of the humans in its presence. A wrenching violation, with crude, cruel fingers pulling at the insides of Ra's skull, forcing his thoughts to form the demon's words.
Kill it!
Ra shouted, half an oath, half an order. The man-shape turned in the settling ash, still holding the Emperor above the ground. The warlord clutched at the impaling arm. His telepathic voice was raw.
Stay back, all of you. Stay back.
I am your death,
the creature promised the Emperor.
Perhaps one day, but not this day.
Gold light flared bright enough to blind unshielded eyes. The Emperor manifested at Ra's side, down on one knee, one hand clutched to his chest, hair hanging down to veil his features. Blood, human blood, no matter what the legend said, ran in runnels from the Emperor's sundered armor.
Ra.
The sending was thick with pained defiance. And then,
Ra,
he said aloud, raising his eyes to meet his loyal custodian's horrified gaze. A blade ran through the Emperor's body. An ornate sword, as much sorcerous bone as metal. A weapon with writhing, shrieking faces, soul-carved upon the steel. The faces shrieked as they drank the Emperor's divine life. It thrashed as the Emperor clutched it in his hands. It was alive, starving, its form rippling and growing indistinct. With a cry, the Emperor pulled the weapon free, unsheathing it from his own body. He hurled it from his grip, casting it aside with a surge of armor-boosted strength and devastating telekinetic force. Ra blinked once with the impact, feeling it as a thundercrack against his chest. He swallowed, finding himself unable to breathe. Blood streamed from his mouth, denying the passage of air. It was a blade through his body. It was a demon embracing him. It was a disease in his blood eating at his bones. It was there, and it wasn't there. Everything and nothing. The custodian fell to his knees, hands curling around the impaling blade. The thwarted rage of the demon sent nerve pain lightning bolting through his fingers.
Why?
Ra asked his king. The Emperor stood tall once more, looking down, eyes cold. In that moment, Ra knew. The Emperor's words, spoken what felt like an eternity ago, flashed through his blackening mind, infusing his thoughts with red revelation.
To illuminate you,
the Emperor had said, as they looked upon the wonders and sins of the galaxy's past.
You will fight harder once you understand what you are fighting for.
And now he knew. Ra Endymion, the one living soul, shone the entirety of his master's dreams and ambitions. An enlightenment not gleaned for the purpose of waging war, but for this. To know the truth when all others believed in shadows and fragments, and to suffer that truth until it tore him apart. Ra rose on shaking limbs, leaning on his spear for support. The sword was gone now. The demon was within him, caged by his flesh, bound by his agony-drenched will. He felt its tendrils circling his bones, wrenching at them, thrashing in its need to reach the master of mankind. The creature tunneling through his blood would never stop, never die. It couldn't be destroyed. Only imprisoned. The custodian didn't meet his sire's eyes. He didn't demand any explanation or apology. Ra was born to serve, raised to obey, and chosen for the greatest illumination preceding the darkest duty. Inside him raged a beast even the Emperor couldn't kill. The demon destined to end the Empire. Every step he took away from the Emperor, separating this demon from his master, would mean another day that the Imperium stood unbroken. The Emperor still bled, still clutched his wounded chest with one gloved hand. Blood flecked his lips.
"When all that remains is ash and dust," he said, strained, "be ready."
The sword rose. And once more it fell. Fire tidal waved from its killing edge, immolating all in its path, clearing the way. The Neverborn, dragging themselves over the ashen remains of their kindred, tasted the same destruction. The Emperor spoke to Ra one final time, a single command heard by no other.
Run.
Ra Endymion, Drak Nyan's golden jailer, the son of a water thief, obeyed the last command he would ever be given.
He ran.